When I was first ordained as a deacon, my spiritual director and I would meet occasionally just to see how things were going. No matter what I said or the issues I brought up or the questions I asked in our sessions, his first response to each one was always the same. How is your prayer life? Over time, I began to understand, and I found that he was right. In some way, our prayer is symptomatic of our life. So much so that the early church fathers, when they would greet each other on the street, they didn't ask about health or life or family or anything else. They would instead say, "How's your prayer? How's your prayer?" In the writings of the 19th century Russian bishop Theophan, he said, "The activity of prayer is considered to be a sign of the spiritual life. He called it the breath of life. If the body has breath, it lives. If breathing stops, life comes to an end. And so it is with the spirit. If there is prayer, the soul lives. Without prayer, there is no spiritual life. How we pray, or even whether we pray, says much about who God is for us. It says much about our life and our concerns. It says much about the way we view the world and one another, and says much about our relationship with God. So when one of the disciples in today's gospel says to Jesus, 'Teach us to pray,' we can be pretty sure he is asking for more than simply words or technique. You see, this disciple has seen Jesus praying in a certain place. Maybe he even saw Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening. Maybe he heard Jesus say that Mary and not Martha had chosen the better part. And now he too wants that better part. He wants what Mary has with Jesus and what Jesus has with God. That certainly is about more than words or technique, isn't it? I don't remember when or who taught me to pray, but I still have a 76-year-old photo of me in my pajamas, freshly bathed with my hair slicked back, kneeling on a pillow beside the bed, hands tightly clasped, my eyes shut tight, and my head bowed. I learned prayer in that manner, and I suspect many of you learn the same way. Too often we are taught to see prayer as a wish list given to God. In those early years of my prayer life, my wish list included my mother and my sister and my dog Tipsy would be okay, or that I wouldn't rain tomorrow so that I could go out and play, or that I would get to go to the movies on Saturday, or that I would get better grades in school. In Jesus' teaching on prayer, the concerns are few and are focused. Listen again. "Father, hallowed be your name and your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not, please, do not bring us to the time of trial." Here Jesus is giving us a new direction and a new orientation for our lives. This way of praying is less about the words we say and more about the life we live. This life of prayer Jesus teaches us, it invites us to receive each day as our daily bread. Rather than seeking bread for the day, each day itself is the gift of daily bread. We choose how we will use this daily bread to feed, to nourish, to sustain and grow life, our own and others. Our relationship with God is made visible in our relationship with each other. And how we relate to others does reveal our life in God. How we relate to our neighbors, our friends, our family, even our enemies, all of whom are as much God's children as we are, mirror each other. And the prayer that Jesus taught us reminds us that forgiveness polishes that mirror. Finally, we are to live with eyes wide open, knowing that apart from God, every trial and temptation or stumbling block is more than we can handle on our own. Jesus' teaching on prayer is the practical application of today's opening collect. You remember it? Here it is. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. So how's your prayer life?